shared the stage with the president of France, Emmanuel Macron. A trade proved, as usual, one of the biggest contentions, with President Trump asserting that the whole reason the European Union was created was to take advantage of the United States.
I inherited a situation where the European Union, which was formed partially for this reason, I guess for a lot of reasons it was formed, but partially to make better or take advantage of the United States. And they've done that very brilliantly. And frankly, it's not right.
One reporter asked the president if the United States supports the protesters in Iran.
I don't want to comment on that, but the answer is no, but I don't want to comment on that.
Relations between the U.S. and France are particularly strained this week after the U.S. Trade Representative proposed introducing tariffs on $2.4 billion in goods in retaliation for a French tax on global tech giants, which would include Google, Amazon, and Facebook.
They're not going to be taxed by France, so France is going to put a tax on. It was totally out of the blue. He just had the idea. Emmanuel had an idea. Let's tax those companies. Well, they're American companies. I'm not going to let people take advantage of American companies, because if anyone's going to take advantage of the American companies, it's going to be us. It's not going to be France.
President Trump had taken aim at President Macron over the French leader's criticism of NATO and criticized the other members of the military alliance for being too slow to beef up their defense budgets. North Korea issued its latest warning Tuesday that its end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer concessions in nuclear talks is approaching. In a statement carried by state media, Ri Tae-song, North Korea's vice minister of foreign affairs handling U.S. affairs, said it is entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it will get. This is VOA News. The House impeachment report on President Trump will be unveiled today behind closed doors.